Hello everybody and welcome to our Daily Life podcast. My name is Antia.
And my name is Noah, and today we have prepared a special topic for you.
Yes, because in this podcast we are going to talk about school life.
First of all, we are going to explain how school life is here in Spain, and then we are going to compare it with other countries' school life.
We have selected 5 countries. They are England, Ireland, the USA, New Zealand and Australia. Well, Noah and I are in our second year of secondary and we want to explain to you how our daily routine is here at school.
Including classes, breaks, lunchtime and activities.
So, Noah, what about if you tell us when do we start school?
Here in our country, we usually start school at 8:15 and after 6 lessons of 50 minutes each, we finish at 2:15. But on Mondays, we finish at 17:25 because we have 2 more lessons than other days.
That's here in Spain, but in New Zealand, they start school at 9 o'clock, so they can sleep 1 hour more than us.
It can be an advantage, but it also has a bad side because they end school at 15:05 after 6 lessons. The same happens in Australia. They start classes at 8:30 and finish at 3:30.
In England and Ireland, their morning starts at 9 o'clock when they had their first lesson, and it ends around 3:30 or 4 o'clock.
Finally, we have the USA school routine. They are the most early birds because they start classes at 8 o'clock and they finish at 3:30. That's a long day.
Now, we're talking about breaks and lunch time. In our school, we have got 2 breaks of 15 minutes each one. So, after 2 lessons, we have got 1 break. We haven't got classes in the afternoon, so at lunch time, many students go to their homes and the rest stay here and they eat at the canteen.
In the USA, they work hard because they haven't got any breaks between classes. They only have the lunchtime break at 12:10 p.m. after 5 lessons, and then they go back to studying.
In Australia and New Zealand, their morning starts like ours. They have got 2 classes in the morning and then they have an interval of 20 minutes.
But the difference is that after another 2 lessons, they haven't got another break. They have already lunchtime. In Ireland and England, they start the morning like in Australia and New Zealand, with 2 lessons before they break. At 12 p.m, they have lunchtime, where they can buy their food at the canteen or bring it from home.
And now I'm going to show you our subjects. In our country, we study math, Spanish, English, French or German, physical education, history, physical sciences, music, religion or competence projects, technology and Galician, which is a language that we talk in our community, Galicia.
Subjects are similar in most English-speaking countries, but not the same. In England, they also have design and art. In Ireland, they have politics. In the USA, they also study economy. But in Australia and New Zealand, they have the same subject as us. The main difference is the elective subjects.
In the last place, we are going to explain each year between childish to upper higher education. Here, we start childish at 3 years old. After 3 years in childish education, we begin primary school at the age of 6. Primary has 6 years, and after those 6 grades, we pass to secondary education at the age of 12. Secondary education has only 4 grades, and when we finish it, we can choose between 2 different ways, upper higher education or vocational training. In Spain, you must go to school between 6 and 16 years old because the first 3 grades and the last 2 aren't obligatory.
In England, school years are the same like in Spain, but they are divided in stages. At 3 years old, children start the foundation stage, and when they turn 5 years old, they begin with Kids Stage 1, which are the first 2 obligatory grades. After then, it comes Kids Stage 2, from year 3 to year 6. Kids Stage 3 and 4 are like our secondary education, and students end it at 16 years old. For the last 2 years, they can choose between Kids Stage 5 or further education.
In Ireland, school years are similar until secondary school, but post-primary levels in Ireland are obligatory between 12 and 18 years old. After these 6 years, they can go to higher school if they want.
In the USA, there are 8 obligatory grades before the high school, and it has got 4 levels. They finish school at 18 years old, and then they can go to the college. In the last place, we have Australia, where kids must go to school between 5 and 70 years old. Elementary school lasts around 6 years, and secondary school, 4 years. The same happens in New Zealand.
And I think this is the end of our podcast. We hope you like it.
Thanks for listening. See you next time. Bye.